Waitangi Tribunal, if you're not aware, are at it again, this time another of their urgent reviews. This particular one is into the approach of the new government taking to Oranga Tamariki. Karen Chua, who is the Minister for OT, would be as invested, I think, and experienced in the matter as any politician before us. She is a child of the state who rose to cabinet level and as such is driven by the desire to contribute, give back, and is a powerful reminder that the state is not all bad when it comes to dealing with kids and that you can, in fact, have a tough start and not have it hold you back. In broad terms, Chua is not as convinced as some others that race should play quite the obsessive role it does. In other words, if a child of Maori persuasion is removed from a home and is then placed in another Maori home that is directly connected to the home that caused the trouble in the first place, is that serving the child in the best way possible? This is not a new debate, of course. The wider whānau approach and angst has been raging for years. What I think we all agree on is that OT and its previous iterations have not served many kids all that well. I personally hold the view that in many circumstances we expect far too much of the agency. They are, after all, a government department, not a miracle worker, and the people they deal with are as challenging a set of circumstances as you would ever want to see. The social workers' caseloads are far too high. The dysfunction is too high. The expectation that these issues get fixed like a magic trick is too high. But the Waitangi Tribunal add nothing by yet again launching what appears to be an ever-growing level of activism and producing reports that, to be frank, will most likely, and rightly, ignored. They've got no real power. The original part of their existence, the historic claims, is largely over, and the stragglers should have been given a deadline decades back, and the whole thing should have been out of business by now. But bereft of fresh historic grievance to wallow over, they've created a new work program of interventionism, of which the OT case is the latest example. Taking a child out of a mess of a house and putting them on a path to success is surely the key goal. The moment you overlay that objective with race, 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 and more race at all costs is partially why so little has been achieved for these kids. Karen Chua wants to get on with it. The Tribunal revel in being the handbrake.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.